You know, I've been saying to the guys at Bible College that whatever you need, all we've got to do is ask God.
Amen.
All we have to do, and I've been preaching on this now for a few weeks, is keeping Jesus right in the center of our life. And when you keep Jesus in the center, you will pass your exams.
Amen.
You will succeed because he says, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. This is the God we serve. Never going to leave us.
Amen.
Always with us. Always with us. Hallelujah. And so, as we keep Jesus in the center and as we pray, you will see Jesus and you'll see the hand of God moving in power.
Amen.
You believe that?
Yes.
You know, Grace quoted that scripture, before you call, I will answer. When you start thinking about something that you have need of, God has already knows before you know that you have need of something. He's already gone there before you. Wow.
Yeah.
Why worry?
Yeah.
Why worry? Today is the 1st of March.
Amen.
And it is 14 minutes past 4. But do you know something? God is already organized tomorrow for each and every one of us. It's already planned. It's already organized. And as we keep in relationship with Jesus, with God, the Holy Spirit, we will arrive at our destination that He has planned for us. And we shall have great success. Amen. You see, He's for you. He's not against you. God loves you. He doesn't hate you. God loves His children. Amen. Who's a child of God? Amen. Glory to God. Two hands, ye. Bless you. Hallelujah. Doubly convinced, aren't you? Eh? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God. When I went for those chairs, they wanted £190. Now, in the end, I got the lady down to £150. And what happened was that there was a couple in the shop that had nothing to do with the church, and they gave me a donation for the chairs. See, God's already there. You know, I'm sort of I'm trying to catch up with God. He's already there. That's why the Bible says, cast all your care upon Him. Because He's taken care of it already. Amen. Praise God. You know, we should have no worry wrinkles. We should only have laughter wrinkles. Because when the devil says, you can't do this and you can't do that, you know what you do? You laugh at him. He's not in charge. But He, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, He, Jesus, is in charge. Praise God. By the way, that's not the message for today. This is just the warm-up. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 12. Everything fits together. The Gospel of Matthew and chapter 12. I've entitled my message today that He is the Lord of the Sabbath. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. And do you know something? Every day is a Sabbath day. So He's the Lord of every day. Amen? He's the Lord of every day. So every day that we wake up and arise, He's the Lord of the day. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read some from the Amplified, so you just follow. Chapter 12 and verse 1. At the time, particular time, Jesus went through the fields of grains on the Sabbath, and His disciples, and they were hungry, and they began to pick off the spikes of grain to eat. Verse 2 says, and when the Pharisees saw it, this is the religious leaders, they said to Jesus, see your disciples what they're doing. What they're doing, what is not lawful, it's not permitted to do that on the Sabbath. And He said to them, have you not read what David did when he was hungry? And those who accompanied him, he says, they went into the house of God. And they ate the loaves of the showbread, which is not lawful for them to eat. For this bread was only for the priests. Jesus is trying to show these religious people that they're full of legalism. And Jesus in verse 5 says to them, "Have you read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple do violate the sanctuary?" Why? Because they're working. God said no one's to work, but the priests are working. So they're breaking the law. And Jesus even said to us, if you think something wrong, you've already broken it, you've already done it, because it all starts with a thought. Not one of us here today can fulfill the law. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to set us free from the legalism, set us free from the bondage of the law that we would never, ever be able to fulfill. I can guarantee that everybody here who owns a car will this last week will have broken the law. Each and every one of you at some stage will have broken the speed limit. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Set him up for that one, didn't I?
Martin knows I'm a safe driver.
It's not what he told me when you hit that fence. Is that not true? It's true, isn't it? Yeah. And so in the same way, we can't keep the laws of God. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. That he came to fulfill the law. He came to pay the price for my sins, for your sins. He came and he took my punishment and he took your punishment. So that I don't have to be punished and you don't have to be punished. Because of that sacrifice on that cross. We're coming up to Easter soon to celebrate. To celebrate the death and the resurrection of the perfect Lamb of God. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. He's the Lord of mercy. You know, like Bill said, he got up one day this week, and was it this morning? This morning. And you know, he had a rant and a moan. Just think about it. If God got up every morning and looked down on you and me, if he looked at our failures, if he looked at our weaknesses, he could have a rant. But does he? No. Because he looks at each and every one of us. And he sees before each and every one of us that each and every one of us are washed. Are washed in the blood of the Lamb. And that blood says, forgiven, 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 forgiven. That blood says, loved, 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 loved. That blood says, my children, my children, my children, my children. But if he was to look through the law of Moses at each and every one of us, it would say punishment, 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 punishment. But thank God for the blood. Thank God for the sacrifice of Jesus. Because the God of love looks upon us and says, forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, we need to realize in our own lives that we need to be a forgiving people. We need to be a loving people. And if somebody offends you, well, don't take offense. Rejoice and bless them. The Bible says, pray for them that despitefully use you. Amen? You're very quiet. Maybe it's too warm and they're falling asleep. Glory to Jesus. Pray. Pray. Have conversation with God. Have conversation with your Heavenly Father. That's what prayer is. And you know, if we're going to see God move in this area of intake where we are, the only thing that is going to change the area, it's not programs, it's not Meals on Wheels and events, it's none of those things, but it is prayer. The power of prayer will pull down strongholds. The power of prayer will bring down the enemy. The power of prayer will destroy the works of the devil. And when the people of God dwell together in unity, come together in prayer, we will see strongholds broken and things begin to collapse. The kingdom of darkness will come down. Amen? But it's prayer that does it. It's not about, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, we should be doing this, we should have this program, we should have this event on. It's prayer. It's the people of God on their knees before an almighty God and bringing the needs of our nation, bringing the needs of this area before the Lord. And then you will begin to see the hand of God moving. And as we even seen this last week, God has already gone before us. He's made provision. Things are already waiting for us. In God, tomorrow is already planned. All we've got to do is to walk in it. Hallelujah. Rejoice and give Him thanks. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. And I will rejoice and I will be glad in it, because this is the day. I said, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And you were meant to be here on this day because the Lord made it for you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. Verse 8 says, for the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. These are the words of Jesus. He's saying to these people, you've got all your laws, your regulations and your rules, and you've achieved nothing. He's saying, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. It's me you need to be looking at, he says. Praise His wonderful name. Hallelujah. You know, after this debate with the religious leaders, Jesus now goes into the synagogue. And Jesus begins to minister. In verse 9 it says, and as he was in there, he went into the synagogue, and behold, there was a man with a withered hand. And the religious leaders thought, it's the Sabbath. You're not allowed to work on the Sabbath. You're not allowed to do anything on the Sabbath. So what's Jesus going to do now? We have a trap for him. What does it say in your word? And he was asked, is it lawful or allowable to cure people on the Sabbath day? They're asking Jesus, is it lawful? Are you allowed? And Jesus tells them, well, he said, if you've got a sheep, some sheep, and one of them falls off the edge of a cliff, do you not go and rescue it? Or if it falls into a pit, don't you go and rescue it, even though it's the Sabbath? He answered them with a question. And then he looked at the man and said to the man, stretch forth your hand. And his hand was made complete. Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus is the Lord of every day. Amen. He's the Lord of every day. Praise His wonderful name. Let's move on a little further. Verse 20. You know, you and I, we at times get wounded. Yeah. We can be hurt. We can take offense over nothing. We can mishear a conversation. We can misunderstand what somebody said to us, and we take offense. Or we can say something to somebody and it hurts them and wounds them, and we didn't mean to do it. But you know, sometimes we're like a bruised reed. We've been wounded. We appear to be struggling to stay in relationship with Jesus. And even when we're in that state, Jesus does not just crush us. Verse 20 says, a bruised reed He will not break. And a smouldering flax, Jim, when the, you know, when your light is appearing to go out, when you're really struggling, He says God's not going to come and just snuff you out. What God's going to come and do is He's going to breathe life. He's going to breathe life into you and to me. Why? Because He loves us. Is it great to be loved? Isn't it fantastic to be loved? And you know, sometimes when you feel unloved, there's always one person that I know of that will always love you. And that's Father God. That's Father God. You know, so often when we've done something wrong, we run from God. But the Bible says we should run to Him. Run to God. Run to God. Because the answer is with God. Everything good is with God. Everything that causes so much pain and difficulty comes from the enemy. And that's why we've been preaching for the last week, few weeks. Keep Jesus in the center of your life. The devil wants you to forget about Jesus. The devil wants to stop you having fellowship with God. Now, those of us that drive cars, you know, you have the front wheels of the car balanced, don't you? So that when you're travelling at speed, it's nice and smooth. Yeah? Well, when I bought this last new car of mine, I was going down the road at 60 mile an hour and I could feel this vibration. Things are not balanced. Things are not right. When sin creeps into our lives, it throws us out of balance. Yeah. So then we need to go to God and say, Lord, take my wheels off and balance them. Amen? So that when I travel with you, the wings of God, just flying with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. You see, God wants you and I to be living in His peace. Yeah. The Bible says, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So when the Prince of Peace lives here, you're at peace. Because the Prince of Peace abides in us. You need the Prince of Peace. Because He gives joy. He gives joy. When the Prince of Peace comes, joy begins to flow. There's trouble in the world. Jesus said, you'll have trouble in the world. In other words, Jesus said, outside, there's trouble. And you live if you live in that world outside and rely on that world for your life, you'll have trouble. So the Word of God says, there's trouble in the world. And then Jesus says, but, I have overcome the world. Amen. I have overcome the world. So outside there does not rule and reign and control you and me. Because we're in relationship with the Lord of the Sabbath. We're in the relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Amen. If you haven't got peace, you can get peace straight away. Just connect with Jesus. Just connect with Jesus. How do we do it? We spend time in this book. We spend time talking to the author of this book. We spend time in His presence. In fact, what we have to do, because He's our Father, what does a father do to his little children? He says, come, sit on my knee. Yeah? And Father puts His arms around His children and He spends time with them. Amen? That's what we have to do. We have to move up and say, God, I need help today. And sometimes we have to say, well, Lord, I don't deserve your help. But I know because of Jesus. I know because of the sacrifice of Jesus that He loves me. And He loves you. And He knows everything we're thinking. He knows everything we're going to do. And He still loves us. Because He's a God of love. He's a God of love. Hallelujah. He's a God of love. Praise His wonderful name. God is for you. God is not against you. The law would cause us to feel God is against us. Praise His wonderful name. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish with this. Verse 50. And these are the words of Jesus. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven, right? Then these people are my brothers, my sisters, and my mother. That's the word of Jesus. If we do seek to do the will of Jesus and the will of the Father, we're the family. We're His brothers. You're His sisters. Hallelujah. We're all connected to Jesus. And He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. For lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth. He's with you even when you get to the end of yourself. When you start saying, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? You know, I've done everything. I've tried everything. I'm at the end of everything. I have an answer. Try God. Try God. Try Him first. You know, God wants you and I to be a people of faith. And as we pray together, we will rise together in faith in the Word of God. I don't care what language we pray in, but we need to pray. I might not understand Nepalese, but God does. You might not understand all of my English, but God does. Amen?
Amen.
So we together must pray and minister and stand in the presence of the throne room of God together. Because then we will see the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the Sabbath, moving in power. The Lord of the Sabbath. He's the Lord of the harvest. He's going to save souls. I save nobody. I just point people to Jesus. When I met Daniel, he was a drug addict. He was a thief. He was a liar. He was a cheat. He was a scumbag. You couldn't trust him. Is that true? But God made an appointment. He made an appointment for Grace and I to meet Him. And we met Him for the first time. And all we did was be a signpost. And we pointed Him to Jesus. And that's all we can ever do. I can't save nobody. I can show them the love of God. And as we grow in the presence and the power of God, we can, like Jesus, see signs, wonders, and miracles. We can see healings in the name of Jesus. Amen. The God we serve is a God of signs, wonders, and miracles. He's a healing Jesus. I didn't save him. Tab him. Another one. Bless him. Great to see him with us. Fantastic. I thank God for that. But did I save him? No. I pointed him to Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
Every one of us needs to be a signpost for Jesus. People come along and they look at you and they say, there's something different about you, and it's not the fact that you're Nepalese. They see the heart of God. They see the heart of God inside you. It beats with love for Jesus. He's the Lord of every day. He's already got tomorrow sorted out. Praise God, you can rest in tomorrow. The Bible says, as I said to you earlier, cast all your care on Jesus. The fishermen would take their nets and they would hurl them out to sea. They would cast them out. And we need to take every worry, every concern, every fear that seeks to hold us back, and we need to just cast them on to God. We can live in His peace. We can live in His presence. We can know His power in our lives. Hallelujah. I want to just encourage every one of you that to come to the prayer meeting. When you come to church on a Sunday, come and pray with us. Get early. Come early. To pray. If we want to see this area affected for Jesus, we need to pray. We need to pray. We don't have to do much else other than pray. God will do the rest. Amen. Prayer will change things. In the beginning, God said, He spoke the word. When Jesus was in that synagogue that we've just read, he spoke to the man with a withered hand and said, open your hand. Our words are powerful. They're powerful. You know, we say things, I don't know whether you say this in Nepalese, but In England, people will say things like, they've been walking for a long time, and they say, oh, my feet, they're killing me. I don't know if they say that in Nepalese.
Yeah, they do.
They do, okay. But they're not killing us, are they? They just hurt a little, you know? Oh, we suddenly say, I'm dying for a drink. I'm dying for I'm dying of thirst. We're not, are we? The Word of God says, Jesus said, there is power in the tongue. Paul repeats it and says there's life and death is in the tongue. Do you believe that? There's power in the tongue of the believer. There's power in the tongue of the believer. And as we speak the Word of God, and as we pray the Word of God, we will see circumstances changing. You'll see circumstances change in your family. You see circumstances change in your school. Circumstances change in your job. You'll see God moving in power. Amen. We serve a mighty God. But He listens to what we say. Do you believe that? Amen. He listens to what we say. And then what we say, He, God, acts upon it. I know that. You know that for a truth. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. They shall recover. And we've seen when we lay hands and pray the Word of God, we see people healed, don't we? Do you know why? Because we serve a risen Savior. We serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And the Bible says that everything that has a name will bow its knee to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? You know, there is power in the name of Jesus. There's power in our prayers. Amen? And I'll tell you one other thing. I've read the end of the book. I've read the end of this book. We win. We win. And sin and sickness and disease is cast away forever. And those that don't worship Jesus are cast from His presence forever. But at this time, our God of love is ministering through you and me, and He's reaching out, that many souls would come into the kingdom of God. And I believe that we're together to see the kingdom of God and see the Word of God being fulfilled and see buildings like this filled and overflowing with people who are worshipping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen?
Amen.
And the area being changed.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. I just want to say, if you just want a real touch from God today so that you can go out and begin to minister to others, then just come out right now. We're going to lay hands on you and we're going to pray. I believe God wants to anoint each and every one of us and believe and move forward in His presence. And as you come out, I want you to come out as a commitment to the Lord Jesus, not to this church, not to the group that you're with, but to Jesus. That you're going to make yourself available as a vessel for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we thank you for Joan, for her testimony. We thank you, Lord, for her heart and her desire. Oh, Jesus, receive that blessing now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father, Lord, we pray that, Lord, you would just equip her. We thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness. And, Lord, I pray, O God, that as she walks this walk with you, Father, she shall know the power of your life in her. And even, O God, bring to birth, O God, we're believing for that total healing in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, we're waiting to see that miracle. We believe you're a miracle-working God. And, Lord, we see it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we pray. Oh God, in Jesus' name for Ivy. Lord, strengthen this body. strengthen the resolve within this spirit, within her heart, O God. And Lord, just fill her with your power. Fill her with your presence, O God. Fill her with your glory, O God. In Jesus' name, Lord, just let her know that flow of your power. Oh, here it comes. Just receive it, Ivy. Oh, just receive it. Yes, that's right. Receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sibabada kushukura babandaya. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Sababada kushukura babandaya. Oh, hallelujah. Just drink of it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, Father, we just thank you for Ray. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for his devotedness to you and to your word and to the church, O God. And we pray, O God, you would use him mightily. Lord, you would give him wisdom, greater wisdom than he has, O God. And Father, you would flow by your Spirit through him in Jesus' name. That, Lord, he would know great power and blessing in his life, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.